Good morning, and welcome to Monday Morning Coffee with Liz. Today we're going to be talking about how you begin your speeches. Stop beginning them with good morning and thank you, and try these on for size. My good friend Paula sent me this article she found on LinkedIn by Deborah Regal, sharing with me that it would make a good Monday morning coffee. She was right, and I thank her for sharing. Deborah says every presentation is an opportunity to make an impression. You can either use your pitch to build credibility, engagement, and buy-in, or blow the chance to share your story in a way that sells. No matter how compelling your message is, if you can't capture your audience's attention in the first minute of your speech, you'll miss the momentum you need to get them on board and to stay there. That first minute is when you're supposed to establish your command of the room and the topic, build rapport, and signal that you're calm so your audience can just relax and enjoy. Remember, you've got this. But this rarely happens. Here are the presentation openers I hear over and over again. Hello, thanks for being here. Good morning, everyone. Hey, how's everyone doing? Hi there. Thanks for bearing with me today. Let me start by apologizing for... No, Deborah says. A presentation opening is your promise to your listeners. These starters promise that this meeting is going to be a boring meeting at best and a mess at most. A great introduction promises the audience that this presentation will be engaging, innovative, educational, and maybe even inspiring. To do that, you need to stop being polite and start being passionate from the moment you step on the stage and open your mouth. Still feel the need to have a proper welcome and greeting? Make it your second paragraph, right after your compelling introduction. No one will mind or really even notice. While it's tempting to put weeks into building a captivating deck, spend days making sure the numbers all add up, and wake up at night worrying whether you've incorporated all the latest changes from the team, you are better off spending a few of those minutes making sure that your start is as strong, solid, and sizzling as the rest of your presentation. Here are 20 speech openings that Deborah shares to get you started. Even though I've seen, insert a movie title here, dozens of times, I will always watch it when it comes on TV, and here's why. My grandmother, previous boss, coach, was famous for saying, "When I showed up for my first day of work here, I mistakenly thought that 5, 10, 20 years ago, I never could have imagined that." If you were to ask my mother, partner, teenager, etc., what drives me crazy, she or he would tell you that the year was, "I will never forget the first time that." What would you do if you'd been in my shoes? Here's what happened. I have a confession to make. Boom! That's the sound of the competition imploding, our sales opportunities quadrupling, our large job copiers breaking, etc. I was raised to believe that it came as a shock, a total shock. Among my friends, I am famous for, or infamous for, as Eleanor Roosevelt, Gandhi, Shakespeare, etc. once said, "I don't like to admit it, but something you'd never guess about me is, experts say that, but I found I was this close to." Let me set the scene. 100 years ago, sliced bread, the first roller coaster, the hubcap, was invented. What's significant about that? Well, let me tell you. So I hope you've enjoyed today's Monday Morning Coffee with Liz. I really think that Deborah is right on when she talks about how to start your speech. I hope these have helped you a little bit. Look forward to seeing you next time, and make it a great day.